This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome. This is Making Yourself at Home, radio show and podcast,
where you can listen to wonderful stories from many migrants in New Zealand and learn from their experience.
Good morning, good morning. Here it's Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM. It's Monday, and if it's Monday, we have a new show of Making Yourself at Home, and we have a special invite today. Good morning.
Morning, Morena.
Good morning.
We have Ameya from India.
Indeed, Simona, thank you very much for the description and actually inviting Ameya, introducing a little bit. And how are you, Ameya? Thank you very much for coming to the show today. How do you feel?
I'm doing great, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me, honestly. Yeah, feel privileged. Thank you.
And cheers. We are very grateful, actually.
Yes. And we would like to hear your story.
Thank you.
And more about your passions. We know already a little bit.
We have a beautiful description here that you did send to us. But for the people that listen to us, first of all, from where you are?
So I am from a beautiful city in India called Pune, and it's close to Mumbai, so it's the western part of India, and I've been living there since my childhood and started, spent my whole, nearly 17 years out there, started traveling and internationally on my own when I was 17, and have never stopped since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So I'm curious, which was the first country you have visited at 17 years old?
United States.
Wow.
Ah, US.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Was a short trip or like a vacation?
I spent ski season over there. Six and a half months, 7 months nearly.
Wow.
Yeah, in Breckenridge, so Colorado. Yeah. So that kind of, before that we used to travel as a family, but never experienced that
by yourself.
By myself. So that was really liberating, and I just, that experience itself was amazing. It's just broadened my perspective and how I see things there, and it's never stopped me from staying in one place since. If I like a place, I'll stick around for as long as I wish. Otherwise, I'll still wander around. I've got so much more to explore. So this is just one of a fraction of it. So
Okay. So you still have plans, and indeed, I feel the same. I can share the same feeling. It's it's like a virus. When you start traveling, it's like you cannot stop. It's
absolutely
in your blood.
Absolutely.
No?
It's a travel bug. 100%.
Yes, indeed.
Did for sure. Simona has it also, and I think most of the people, right? Because traveling makes you evolve. And when did you move to New Zealand?
I moved to New Zealand in 2016. So October 2016 is when I moved here. In fact, actually, to do my post-graduation. So, So started doing my post-grad when I was 20. So that was kind of cool. And loved living here. And I've been here since. Yeah. Moved to Queenstown after New Plymouth. Started here. Moved to New Queenstown, and then good to be back here again. Come around full circle.
What made you choose New Zealand? Just because of the study itself, or?
It was actually a bit of studying, hearing from my friends as well, who've studied here before. So a batchmate of mine studied a few months. He joined PIMS, where I studied a few months back, and his response was positive as well. So that made me take that push, and why not explore a country that not really known much about. So that was kind of my tipping point to move here. So and I've been happy since. I love the culture, the people, everyone's amazing. I've had my fair share of rough times over here as well, but the great times top it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're here since 7 years already.
So yes.
That's a lot. It means that you really like
it. Yep. I've actually got a tattoo as well.
Wow.
And the fern.
Yeah. Oh, the silver fern.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I've got 3 elephants on my forearm. So that represents my family.
Yes.
So three of us. I love elephants because they kind of represent us in a way. Mm-hmm. So elephants are like close-knit, tight, and intelligent creatures.
Yeah.
Ferocious but gentle at the same time, so like, you know, like they can be intimidating, but no, absolute sweetheart. So this one's like the one in the middle is my mom, my brother's out here, and then I'm the one on the back. So,
yeah,
I'm watching over there, kind of like that. So we're actually in 3 different countries right now.
Really?
Yes.
Which other countries?
So my mom lives in Melbourne. My brother lives in Pune, back home. So we usually travel to a new country every year, and that's how we all meet. Which was kind of hard during COVID because we couldn't do that internationally. The best we could do was Aussie, but that doesn't count because, you know, it's like next door. So Australia, yeah.
But maybe for your brother, it was difficult to join to Australia, no?
It actually was, yeah. Way more than in New Zealand, because New Zealand had the Trans-Tasman bubble and stuff. So it's kind of hard to, get that kind of time frame to organize everything.
Indeed.
And the flights weren't cheap during COVID either.
Exactly.
So I actually flew back from Melbourne the day when they announced the borders were going to be shut. So I had to like change my flights and reschedule it to the day when ex-Prime Minister announced that she was going to close the border the same day. So I was like, holy smokes. I was drinking in Melbourne. I was catching up with my friend from Queenstown in Melbourne that night. And then I see this message from my mom. I was like, what? What's happening now? Oh, holy shit. Then I hear this news and then like booked for my flight for like in the next 6 hours, because after that, they were closing the border in an hour's time after I reached. So that was kind of interesting.
So you're very spontaneous, which is good.
Yeah.
You adapt, you know, to the life and to the new things that, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which impact you. That's great.
Yeah, really, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I almost tell you Patang, because I was looking at your first song that we will be able to put it. But no, thank you very much, Ame. And I really, we really enjoyed the explanation with the elephants. And probably when we will do our picture for the podcast, you will need to show the tattoo. So 100%. The people that, you know, hear us, they can see your beautiful tattoo. And maybe in time for our first song. So you picked up, Indian songs for today. And the first one is called Patang from Nilotpal Bora.
Yes, that's right. So I kind of resonate with the song, as I mentioned earlier. As Patang means kite back home in Hindi. And it's kind of like you are a free spirit on your own and start wandering and traveling and explore places that you think you would have never done before, and just kind of experiencing the beauty and joy of the like everything around you. Just going with the flow.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
But in Hindi.
Cool. That's it. So let's take time to listen this song. Yeah.
No.
Cool.
जो हो गए पतंग जैसे खो गए, जरा जरा बदल गए कब खबर नहीं, के जो हो गए पतंग जैसे खो गए जरा जरा बदल गए कब खबर नहीं ले गया हमें आसमां जहां सोचा ही नहीं जो हो गए पतंग जैसे खो गए जरा जरा बदल गए कब खबर नहीं
Welcome back to Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, Your Voice, Your Choice. I'm here in the studio with Simona and myself, Andrea, and we have our lovely invite today, Ameya, from Pune, India.
Yes, that's
right. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Excellent. And thank you so much for being with us today, Ameya, and thank you very much for the song that you picked up. We discussed during the break, Patang is the inspiration of the, I don't know, free
just
traveling.
Going with the flow and traveling. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of heard the song at some point this year, mm-hmm. and on a web series from India and from TVF, and I really resonated with it. It's kind of what means to, you know, just travel, and sometimes it's okay to wander around and not worry about like everything that you've left behind, but you know, still be selfish in a good way, if it makes sense, and just still travel, enjoy.
And,
yeah, travel, enjoy, and let the world take you where it's meant to be. And just travel, enjoy, and have the greatest of experiences, and be grateful for everything you have in life.
I think it's a very nice advice.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, and we discuss about a little bit about your family. So you have an identical twin.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Who you mentioned is way cooler than you. How?
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he is.
But he's the young one, so I'm the wiser one in a way. He's 1 minute younger than me, so 60 seconds.
1 minute, yes. Wow.
So that still counts, you know. So I have that chip on my shoulder all the time. So whenever we are in a conversation or trying, an argument, I just can raise this up. It's like, oh, so I'm the wiser one.
So you did share the qualities, let's say.
Yeah. We complement each other really well. Mm-hmm. We're in totally different fields. He's a senior application development specialist and at Accenture. So he does coding, develops programs, applications. So yeah, way more smarter than me. But yeah, we have our own traits, and I am good at sales and marketing, so I look after sales and marketing for a brewery in town for Three Sisters. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's both of us. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, my brother can actually unlock my phone with his Face ID, and I can do the same. So yeah, there's no privacy at all.
We should discuss with the with the software developers for this mobile.
And Apple is supposed to have the best security in terms of Face ID and stuff, but it doesn't work on identical twins. And
we've had the previous
phones as well, so iPhone 11 or 13 and stuff, and never worked.
That's interesting.
You can still unlock it. No privacy.
Wow, I never think about it. It's such an interesting fact.
It is. I have an identity. I don't have an identical twin, but I have a twin because he's a man. So.
Oh, nice.
I don't think that will work.
Who knows?
The
facial structure that it recognizes, maybe the algorithm.
Yeah, he's way cooler than me also.
And so is my mom too. But yeah, she is awesome, and she's kind of my inspiration and role model. And I'm who I am, and where I'm grateful to be where I am. It's all because of her, because it wouldn't have been possible without of her help at all. I wouldn't have even been in New Zealand for that matter. So she has played a massive role for shaping both mine and my brother's paths as well.
Mm-hmm.
See her as my role model, actually. Yeah.
Hmm. So, wow. Amazing.
She has she's the one who's raised both of us.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fighter, never gives up, relentless, and she sacrificed a lot for our career development and stuff as well. So she had an opportunity. She likes traveling just like us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an opportunity. She had quite a few opportunities back home to, go to different countries and still work out there and just have a different life as well. But she knew that we were studying out there and didn't want us to constantly change from place or, to a different place, and just wanted us what was best for us as well. So she sacrificed all of it as well. And she is really smart as well. She wanted to be an astrophysicist as well.
Wow.
Astrophysicist. She got a scholarship too, but she had to raise us. So sacrificed every single thing.
Yeah.
So she is, one who's bold, courageous, and not afraid to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that, and just who I want to be as well as a person. Because if I can be just a fraction of what she is or who she is, I think I'll consider myself grateful.
Yeah. I'm amazed, honestly. I hope she's hearing
It'll be 2 hours back. Yeah, I'll give her a call later on. It's 9:20 over there, she'll be working as well right now. So
okay, she can hear the podcast.
Absolutely.
And I think it's the first time when I'm hearing, you know, a son talking like this about his mother. And I'm amazed. It's so beautiful.
Genuinely, this wouldn't have been possible. Like, she has sacrificed so much. Mm-hmm. So I'm really grateful for her. I was actually back home. Back in Melbourne. Well, Melbourne's also my home now. Mm-hmm. She got married last month.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
So, yeah, I went to Melbourne last month for my mom's wedding. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
That's such an amazing, journey for us, a new beginning as well.
Yes.
So now I have a stepbrother and stepsister as well. Yeah.
Okay, starting a new family.
Yeah, absolutely. And Praveen, mom's partner, is husband, right? Partner? Mm-hmm.
Husband. Yes,
yeah.
Husband.
Yeah. So he is freaking amazing, down to earth, and met him a couple of times before that as well. And we were really glad that they've bumped into each other and are deciding to spend their lives together. It's such an amazing, they complement each other really well. Mm-hmm. Such an amazing journey together for them. And to explore for them as a couple.
Wow. Yeah. We are glad for them. Yeah. And congratulations for
the
journey.
The journey and the, adventure.
I am really
together.
Happy, yeah. I'm grateful and so glad I have a stepbrother and stepsister. Brother and sisters,
You could say hello to them on this.
Hello.
If your twin brother is listening, or your mother anyway, they will be able to listen afterwards the podcast. So if you would like to say anything to them, you more than welcome.
I love you all. So, hi mom, hi Akshay. Hi Praveen, hi Mayuka, hi Pranav. I think that's all of us. and hi Bhuji.
I remember, right?
He is main. He is the one who brings us all together.
The dog.
This, yeah. He is 12 years old, and he found us. Mm-hmm. I'd say. And we're glad that we have him in our lives, and wouldn't have imagined our lives without him. He's kind of took us through tough times as well, and
trying to cheer you up.
Yes, absolutely.
Dogs are, they see you sad, and they're just coming to it.
It's absolute diva, but
amazing.
Yes, trying to. Yeah, we're really grateful that he's chosen us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. No, thank you so much, Ameya. You left us a little bit speechless with what you said about your mother and your family. It's really beautiful and very wise, and hopefully our listeners, that they hear you, they will feel a little bit of what you feel. And maybe this is in contact with our second song that you prepared for today. So you chose Take Me Home, Country Roads. From Lawrence Welk. I think this is a cover.
Yes, that's a cover, so that's not the original one, but still is a beautiful song and has a beautiful meaning as well. So just explore the country road. There's so much more to the world than what meets the eye. So
excellent. Okay, well, let's give it a try.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Country road.
yesterday. Country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads,
country roads. Me Home, Country Roads. Very nice cover. Thank you for the recommendation. And talking about roads, you know, I was wondering, we were wondering, how you choose this place, and if you first came to New Plymouth, or you wandered around in New Zealand somewhere else?
Actually, just moved here. So I moved here to finish my postgrad first, and that's how I started exploring New Plymouth to begin with.
So New Plymouth first
was the first place. Yes.
Okay. And you remain here. So
it's come around full circle now. So
okay.
I've traveled. So from there, I moved to Queenstown.
Oh.
I was there for nearly 3 years.
Okay, 3 years in Queenstown.
Yes.
Wow.
Until COVID hit. So
that
was such a beautiful place, and it's got a special place in my heart as well. I love Queenstown. Mm-hmm. Love the people out there as well. And yeah, had a great time out there. No regrets at all.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if I could go back in time, that would have been like one of my favorite highlights throughout the sea. Like, my time in New Zealand kind of helped me shape my own journey as well, in a way, in the beer industry too. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But yeah.
No, it's great, you know. Beer is good.
Yes.
You know,
it's helping relaxing.
Administrative.
You know, people, bring people together.
Yeah.
Craft beer in general, like, was I kind of started my, like, experiencing to craft beers from, like, trying different beers in Queenstown. And my flatmates used to do this weekly thing where we all bring, like, different kind of styles and we all try it together. And that's how I kind of knew that it's more than just lagers, you know. Like, it's like, holy shit, there's a lot. And
then, lot of varieties.
Yeah, there was a brewery that was 700 meters from my place where I used to live, so walking distance. So that didn't help, but it was great. We are still good mates with, like, I'm still good mates with the guys who own Altitude Brewing, and they're one of the coolest breweries as well in New Zealand. I'm really grateful to spend my time in Queenstown. That's how that's how it all came in.
So
and then hiking as well, hiking,
and
traveling,
hiking,
and
amazing.
All of it kind of tied it together. And yeah, Queenstown was my first place where I actually went out of my comfort zone to do longer hikes, which I never thought that I could. Like, I never thought I had it in me to do, what, a whole day's hike, or, you know, 8 hours, 9 hours.
You're doing the hikes with friends or alone?
Most of them were alone. But quite a few of them have been with friends.
Okay.
So the initial ones were always with someone else. But then I kind of find hiking really relaxing. And it's like whenever, it's kind of meditational in a way. Like whenever you, for me personally, whenever I'm doing a hike, it kind of just detoxes you, or like just releases all the negative vibe from yourself. And you're just one with the element and enjoying the beauty around you. And just, I love that so
connect
much.
With the nature.
Yes.
Probably.
And that kind of helps me focus and get my priorities right as well, and see what I want in terms of like career development or what I want in future. Yeah.
Okay.
And then when did you, where did you move? Did you move to other places?
So after COVID, like we, thanks to COVID, like the place where I was working, like we were all like, who used to work together, all mates, we all made redundant. So moved to, I was like, I want to stay in the beer industry because I love the beer scene. So moved to Hokitika to manage a restaurant and brewery out there. We stayed, it's called Woodstock Brewery in Hotel. Stayed there for 3 months. It's such a beautiful place, but just not the right fit for me. It's so isolating and it's quite challenging mentally for me in times because there's nothing to do apart from work and just coming back home and just probably just relaxing or, you know, just hiking and stuff. Or gardening. I need to see people. It was just too,
You need to socialize.
Yes.
I understand that.
So I was like, I need to look at other options. This is not going to be beneficial for me mentally in long term. So Joe, head brewer at Three Sisters, was looking for a taproom manager, so restaurant and bar manager at that point. And I... messaged him and heard back from him as soon as possible, and he was one of the first ones, along with there's another brewery in Nelson called Ellie Line. So they approached me as well, and it's kind of deciding between which one, both of them. They, like Joe's company, Three Sisters, was fairly like they're starting a tap room, so it wasn't like really well established in the tap room, like as a tap room or anything in Taranaki. It was, the beers were there in bottles and stuff in packaged format, but never as a tap room. So it's kind of, it's like, am I willing to take that risk, or should I just go to a well established like brewery as well? I know Mike, the owner of Eddie Lion, from Colorado, because he had a brewery out there as well, so it kind of, that's how we connected.
Yeah.
But I was like, whoever gives me the offer letter first, I'm going to take it. So
yeah.
Joe sent an offer letter, say, and and the rest is history. So I moved here. So moved to New Plymouth in November 2020. And I've been here since. Throughout my tenure over there, started managing the restaurant and bar, moved to sales and marketing, and I look after sales and marketing for the company now, and pretty happy with how everything's going. We won the best small champion small international brewery of the year at the Australia International Beer Awards. It's pretty cool.
Congrats.
Like we're happy with that. It's really amazing story for the company as well. And then for Taranaki as a beer scene, it's freaking amazing because we have Shining Peak as well. It's fun fact, I live equidistant from both the breweries, so like it takes me 3 or 4 minutes walking to Three Sisters or to Shining Peak, so I can time it and I'm there at, so
did you calculate it?
Yes, I did.
Yes, wow.
And we really fortunate to have such cool breweries in Taranaki. We all, I feel like us in Shining Peak, we complement each other really well, and that's what keeps the industry together as well. We help push each other. We help push each other up as well. There's such a great, you know, friendly competition, and you get the best out of each other, and that's amazing for the industry. Shining Peak won the Champion Small International Champion Small Brewery, New Zealand Brewery this year. And pretty happy with that as well. So yeah, bragging all the trophies in Taranaki.
And we are so lucky to have all these beers here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So many variety.
Absolutely.
And
good beer.
Hmm. Yeah, good work. I think this is how we met, actually.
Yeah.
Because I do like
yes.
beer.
Yeah.
So I think, this is how we met, Ameya.
Absolutely.
I really love the breweries locally here in New Plymouth, and really good beer and really good work by the people that are working. And a lot of variety in the taste. So good work for you and the team, behind.
Thank you.
For anyone that wants, and I'm sure the people that are listening, and I'm from Taranaki, who wants a good beer, you go either, Three Sisters,
yes.
or you go Shining Pig.
Yep, absolutely.
You'll see,
or to both.
Mm-hmm. You'll see Ameya there at Three Sisters, very happy and very welcoming, yeah?
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Maybe in time for our third song that you pick up today. Let's see, maybe after the beer is come the sun. So you said, Here Comes the Sun by Gary Barlow. What about this song?
This is a cover as well, but it's an original Beatles song. That song is such a classic banger in a way. It's positive and optimistic and just fun as a song, which kind of I resonate with as well. So, yeah, this tells you about enjoying everything around you and, just living the life.
Cool.
Let's
listen.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since we've been here. Here comes the sun.
Here Comes the Sun, a cover from the Beatles. Very nice song, so thank you for this recommendation again.
Thank you.
So we discussed before the break about traveling. And I would like also to ask you more about other passions that you have I know that you like cooking and painting, right?
Yes.
Drawing.
Yeah.
Which one is your favorite?
And hiking as well. And
hiking.
Mm-hmm. And camping. Just
we like to eat.
Yes.
So if you need anyone to eat, we can
100%,
eat.
Yes. Yeah.
This is our skill.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'd say I find both really just how I'd say it's kind of like similar for me, like mm-hmm. it's meditational and you're just in your zone. When I cook as well, I like seeing people's reaction and just making something. I'll make something when I feel like making it,
mm-hmm.
and when it comes from my heart, it's like I enjoy it genuinely and I love me. I don't like to force cooking or mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
If I feel like making something, I'd like, heck yeah, I'm going to make dumplings and make
biryani. Wow, that's not easy.
Yeah.
We need to become, we are already friends. But
yeah.
Probably
no,
we need
bring
to
some
intensify the relationship.
You'll
get closer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cook friends.
But
yep.
So I'm wondering, what kind of food do you like to cook usually? It's with Indian?
It totally depends on how my mood or how I feel like. Most of it, I'd say 65% would be Indian.
Okay.
And the rest would be, I like Thai cooking as well.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
We like Thai.
Yes.
Yeah, just Thai cuisine is amazing. And
yes.
The only thing that I struggle with in New Plymouth is getting the fresh Thai ingredients that you need for it.
Mm.
And
but Indian,
well, it's all right.
You can...
most of it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Okay.
So
that's good.
Luckily, I've been fortunate enough.
Look at our faces.
Yeah.
We are very happy.
That's awesome.
I love you,
thinking about food, yes.
Next time, please, we'd love to have, have you guys, and I'll cook something for
We
you.
Don't
Thank
say
you.
No to food.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but it's cooking.
Good.
It's we are obsessed.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And we noticed the first time when you enter here, you admire the paintings, the drawings
yes.
around us. So that means that you're very... I think you're the first invite which really, captured this,
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So
oh, wow.
It means that you really have a predilection, in this creative side, painting. What are you doing on
I
this
think... I love the creative side, what painting or drawing brings. Because there's no right and wrong to that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you just, I am very critical at what I do, but since I've started doing paintings, especially for paintings, it's not like you have to, a OCD kind of feeling, you have to make sure that's correct. It's fine. It's happy accidents and,
mm-hmm.
It's fine to, have imperfections in a painting because that's what makes it perfect. Nothing
mm-hmm.
is perfect as that. So,
yes.
Yeah. It kind of gives a character to the painting as well. Otherwise, it doesn't feel real or natural in a way. So I just let it, if made an accident, just leave it. And it's happy little accidents.
Okay.
Bob Ross would say.
Have you ever think to make an exposition? We have several studios here, galleries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I definitely, funny enough, I was actually thinking of that yesterday. If I have quite a few pieces, so right now I would have done about 8 to 10 pieces
till
now. And if I have more than, when I usually do it on my days off or when I have time,
mm-hmm.
so it's kind of hard to do it on a daily basis, but whenever I do get a chance, I do it. But I would definitely love to, just do an exhibition
mm-hmm.
or, even have it at market, just see, people's reaction. That's what I like to do whenever I see someone else's
mm-hmm.
painting, appreciating it and just, complimenting them for their hard work, their mahi.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
that kind of brings the joy and love for their work, it just shows on their face, and that's what I like as well. And
mm-hmm.
I think I'm just gonna do this as well and just see how it goes, just enjoy.
Wow.
And just chill.
So you have many skills
.
and we are always grateful to have people that I think that every time that we come here, we are amazed and blown away about the people that we have at our shows, how much we learn through them and how much we, you know, you can see about a person and, you know, their passion. So, really, really grateful for you today. Can people find these pictures anywhere? Do you have Instagram or do you have a page or something?
I actually just posted on my stories. I need to come up with a post where I have all these pictures on online, which I might at some point. Like I'll put these ones online and for everyone to see too. So.
Because I did see that in your stories.
Yes,
I was like, oh my gosh, he's doing also that.
No, it's like for me, like I don't have a certain genre. I'll just do whatever like my mind or my heart draws me towards or gravitates towards. So last week I made a painting for my mom actually, which I was supposed to gift her when I was there, but it wasn't ready in time. So made an old painting from back home, which dates back to 3000 BC. So it's like a cave painting, cave art. Which is kind of getting lost in a way, this modern, like in this generation. So kind of bringing it back as well. So did that. I love Egyptian painting as well. So that's what I want to work on at some point in the future.
Congratulations, Samaya.
Yes, that's really so different, you know.
You should see us, for the ones that they are listening, you should see our faces, Simona and myself. We are like, wow.
Yeah, why we never think, you know, about this? It's like,
I don't know about you, Simona, but I have a painting at my home when I try to actually paint a bird, but I had to write also on the painting bird, just in case the people would not be able to recognize that that's a bird. So I think that's my skill. So
we love your sincerity.
So maybe that's my let's say, view that I should not go into that path.
Or maybe you should, because it's the perspective of a person. Like, someone can see it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a beauty of
art. Yeah. You know? Maybe a comics.
Who knows? It could be a super bird.
And back to the cooking, I'm very actually curious about your culture in India. So you said that you're from Pune, from India. And actually, what is the things that actually you miss from your country? Do you miss the culture behind the cooking? I don't know. What are the things?
From back home, I miss food quite a lot. Like, I love food as well. So, miss the food. Like, it's not the same here. And, the food, the culture as well, it's so vibrant. Excuse me. It's so vibrant out there. There's, like, so many diverse options. And India, in terms of the cuisine scene, it's quite diverse and broad. So, different regions have their own specialties and, like, what they're known for as well. So it's amazing to kind of, I haven't tried every single thing, I'll tell you that for sure. So there's so much more for me to travel and explore. I want to explore the northern part of India at some point and just travel and enjoy the food from there as well. And different cuisines is what kind of draws me back home as well. Like, there's so much variety and something new to try. And culture over there is so beautiful. India is quite culturally diverse as well. There's a mixture of like every religion out there as well, and that kind of is beautiful about India. And we like just living in harmony and just kind of having each other's back and just staying together. The bond, the relationship, and I think everyone I've met in India or like who've spent time with, family is very, like, it's very important and crucial for all of us, and kind of is what ties in with my connection with back home as well, because, like, family is what makes it home,
feels at home.
So it's the people, the the destinations. There's so many places that I want to visit as well. Lots of temples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots of foods. Mm-hmm. I have a real, like, I adore foods quite a lot. So massive into foods and stuff. There's a lot in Rajasthan that you can, like, heritage, architecture and stuff. I love architecture. So just seeing the features, there's so many things dating from like 3000 BC or way older than that, like way older than that as well. And how, like, things are carved, like, back in that day, and so intricate carvings and stuff. It's kind of just blows my mind away. There's a lot. Traveling, food, people, the culture.
Languages, you know.
Languages,
I know that you know already three languages.
Three
yes. Different Indian, right?
Yes. So Hindi is one of them. Marathi is the second one, and Telugu is the third one.
So I suppose, Anu, you're talking with your with your family, with your mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'll probably be. It's a mix of everything. Telugu is something that I'm not, like, really super fluent in or anything. Mm-hmm. I can understand. I can't write that, but okay. Yeah, I can understand that and maybe speak a bit, not fluently, but yes, mm-hmm. I can. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Marathi, because I was born in Pune, and there's, like, Maharashtra people speak Marathi. Mm-hmm. So that's how I.
And maybe the third
Marathi.
One was in school, or
which,
the third one?
That was from, like, my family. So my mum's, so my grandmom had family from the southern part of India. Oh. So that's how we know Telugu. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. So with your grandmother, you're speaking in that language.
Now we still speak in all the languages, Hindi.
Oh, really? Right.
We used to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind
of
cool.
That will be interesting, I think.
But actually, how interesting, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you switch from one language to, like, the second one and then third one, like, mm-hmm. in no time.
We might actually put you in a few minutes to say something. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you in one of the languages
that
you talk,
yeah.
Right? But thank you so much, because I mean, I don't know, I've never been in India, so mm-hmm. I do love Indian food, and my husband, you know, Daniel, he loves Indian food, but we actually didn't travel in that side of the world, but will be interesting at some point in our lives to actually travel around.
Absolutely.
And who knows, maybe we will get to Pune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No worries.
Ameya, for the time today. I'm just looking to the time. We have like six mm-hmm. more minutes, just in time for our last question that we put for the day. And I think Simona is ready to put you that one.
Yeah.
To ask you this question.
Yeah.
So we have kind of standard question for our show. What we're interested in, based on your experience when you came in New Zealand, what would you advise the new people coming here, you know? What you would advise to help them make themselves feel at home? What was something on your experience that helped you, you know, to integrate, to feel, you know, like at home?
Feel at home? Mm-hmm. I'd say exploring the local markets, mm-hmm. I'm meeting, like, the locals, like throughout
producers,
my interactions,
so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. your growers, your producers, it kind of already connects you in
mm-hmm.
a way, and yep, that's one of them for me. I love the outdoors, so I'd say, like, just exploring the landscape around you mm-hmm. is really important, because if you're just at your place and just going to a certain destination and coming back, it's not really, you're not really enjoying the beauty. Mm-hmm. So enjoying the beauty the landscape is really important, and Taranaki and New Zealand as such has a lot to offer that, and that kind of, if that's what you can connect with and that can make you feel like home,
mm-hmm.
yes. I love the best part about New Zealand is there's no snakes.
Yes.
There's no spiders. So.
You don't like snakes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You, I suppose you have a.
We have one
had a lot in
here.
India,
there's
no?
So many. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
So yeah, but that there's the like interact with locals, go out of your comfort zone, and you know just enjoy what life has to offer you. Start. Like, I think I'd say go outside, like, and push yourself to actually interact with everyone around you and it's really crucial to, understanding the importance of the culture and just what's around you. Then New Zealand, well, I've had interesting times in New Plymouth itself, like, So I've also been racially abused over here as well.
Unfortunately, this is still happening from time to time.
And also have been physically abused too, like got kicked and stuff as well. So tried not to escalate that. Mm-hmm. But that's like one of those things that can scar you as an immigrant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like over time, if you look at the positives and just that's not what the country is, it's just one person who might just not be in the right frame of mind or just not having a good day is going through and just channeling their thoughts. So I'd say if anyone is going through that, just kind of hang in there and look at the positives. And it's okay to, I mean, it's not okay to face this, but like if you understand it as how I see it, it might help a bit as well. And just appreciating everyone and being grateful for where you are. And I think I am to New Zealand, to Taranaki, and to you all as well for having me over here.
Such a great attitude and such nice advices.
Thank you.
And I understood that you also did a lot of hiking around, right?
Yeah.
Which is your favorite
hike?
Yeah.
Mount Taranaki.
Wow.
Oh,
yes.
See that top?
I have done it thrice so far.
Wow.
And I want to beat my own record. So the least time I've done it in is 10 hours.
Okay, that's too hard. at least for me.
Yeah. So just love the outdoors. If you want to do something short, there's Pokhai Tans that takes 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Short as in 4 hours.
Well,
it's okay.
I will tell you a story about
that. I will speak with that.
And like camping wise, there's such a beautiful, like New Plymouth has a lot to offer. Taranaki as a region, there's a camping spot called Rotokare where like the listeners could go to if you're from Taranaki.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Kiwi sanctuary where you can camp. And it operates on koha, so donation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, that's one of my best spots in New Zealand to camp. So if the weather's fine, you'll see me there.
I love camping
and you can see kiwis as well in the nighttime. Just be careful, like if you're going out in the night, don't carry your white flashlight. Like if you are carrying that, if you're looking for kiwis, they need red lights, so just be careful. Same with penguins in New Plymouth too.
Yes,
by the port, make sure you carry red lights. And otherwise that can damage it. Yeah.
Great advice. Yes. Thank you for all of this, and thank you for being our invite today.
Yeah.
It was really lovely to listen all your stories.
Thank you, Amea.
Thank you
for accepting.
And the music.
Thank you for accepting the invite. And thank you for being today with us and for the lovely music that you picked up and all your stories and, your wiseness. So, hopefully you enjoy it.
I'll need to get you a painting for this room at some point. I'll make something and get something.
Oh, good, nice.
Excellent.
Yes.
And then, we shall see each other next Monday.
Yes.
For a new episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yes, we can invite.
And you've got one more listener. Oh, more listeners now.
Yes.
No.
Excellent.
No, okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to be part of our show, please contact us on our Facebook page, Making Yourself at Home.
We would love to hear your story. You can download our show from Spotify, Access Radio Taranaki website, or Apple Podcasts.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.